Cracking man, it's your homeboy Guru here, Guru Speaks Podcast, SVM representative. And you about to get into my newest episode, my newest offering to the game, episode 4, featuring the lovely, the gorgeous Ebony Walker. I had on my show just recently, man. We sat down and talked about her new book, what she got going on, future endeavors, but most importantly, her newest event, mix and show event, this Sunday, June 6th at 3 o'clock. Be there, be square, or beware. You heard me? So we about to get into the newest episode. Hey, Big Mike, stop playing with me, man, and drop the episode. We out of here. Yo, what's cracking? It's your homeboy Guru here, Guru Speaks Podcast, episode 4, I believe. Yo, and today I got a very, very special guest with me today. The gorgeous Miss Ebony. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for being here with me today.
Thank you for having me.
So we're here for a special occasion because, well, two things. She's an author and she has a great event coming up this Sunday on the 6th. So we're going to get into that. But before, I want to introduce everybody to you and likewise. So tell everybody your name, where you're from, and all that good stuff.
Okay, sounds good. So I'm Ebony Walker. I'm from Tampa. Well, I'm kind of from Sebring, Florida. I don't know where everybody know what that is, but it's a small city outside of Tampa, but I was raised here. And I went to FAMU after graduating. I came back to Tampa to pretty much kind of explore my career and get started here. So I do stuff in the media, as you know. Like, mm-hmm. I worked for Tyler Perry, Viacom, BT. Nice. A lot of big companies. I was traveling in and out of town. And, of course, COVID happened. So while I was doing that, I already had my book out. So I was kind of, like, marketing that a lot, you know, doing that myself. Mm-hmm. And I also have my own clothing line. So I kind of have a couple of things that I'm juggling.
We going to get into
We have a lot of stuff going on. But, you know.
But I wanted to.
Entrepreneur.
Start at the origin.
Okay, gotcha.
So then we're going to work all the way up.
Gotcha.
All right. So where'd you say you were from again?
I'm from Sebring.
Sebring.
Florida. Okay.
All right. So, and you went to FAMU.
Yes.
What did you study at FAMU?
Broadcast journalism.
Okay. And you said you've been to working for Tyler Perry.
Mm-hmm.
How was that experience?
It was amazing. I would say, like, that's really one of my best events I've done. Like, top. Mm-hmm. It was in Atlanta. It was for his grand opening at his studio, you know, which is the largest studio there.
Right.
So, yeah, it was amazing. Like, I mean, I've been in L.A. working, but literally in Atlanta for Tyler Perry was the absolute best.
Now, did you do the BET Awards in L.A.?
I did do that one. And that was fun, too. That was actually my first time, like, working for, like, PR, red carpet, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, that was a big moment for me. But after, like, working with BET, like, you know, I work for the BET Hip Hop Awards down in Miami. So,
which BET year?
I started in 2018. So 2018, 2019, that's when I was doing that.
So 2018 BET Awards in LA.
Mm-hmm.
So you were there when Nipsey slapped that guy. Nipsey Hussle had slapped somebody at the BET Awards because they wouldn't let him in the back. He literally open-handed slapped the guy.
I think I missed that moment.
Yeah, it was all over TMZ because his album's called Victory Lap, but everybody mm-hmm. called it Victory Slap.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think
I missed that joke.
Yeah. And it was right across the street from Staples Center, right?
Yeah, it was.
That was dope. I remember seeing you online doing that, but this mm-hmm. is before we got cordial and introduced ourselves to each other. But so you go to FAM, okay. What made you want to get into broadcast journalism?
What was the why? You know, I've always liked writing. Like, right. I love reading. Like, when I was little, I used to ask my mom for books for Christmas, which I think no child can say that because everybody wants toys. I always wanted books. So when I went to FAMU, I actually enrolled studying physical therapy because that's what I did in high school at Tech here. Mm-hmm. But after my first year, I literally, like, I knew what I wanted to do, but I was kind of scared to go for it because, you know, physical therapy is a more secure job than, like, mm-hmm. journalism. So what made me really go for it is that I went to see my advisor for physical therapy, and he was supposed to be telling me my classes for the next year. And he literally tells me, he stops all the paperwork, puts his pen down. He's like, tell me what you like to do. So I'm like literally just talking to him like a friend. And he was like, you know, I'm not supposed to do this because I'm supposed to encourage students to be in this field because mm-hmm. he worked for the physical therapy department. Mm-hmm. But he was like, you know, you really strike me as somebody who can do journalism. And this, he brought that up without me even saying anything about writing, journalism, anything. He brought that to my attention. And that's what made me go for it.
That's pretty cool. And kudos to him, because he could have been biased and be like, no.
Yeah.
Physical therapy, this is what you need to do. Probably would have told you how much they make, which I'm pretty sure they make bread.
They make a lot of money.
You know what I'm saying?
They make a lot of money.
But that goes to show you, and you set an example, following your heart over monetary. Because the money is going to come.
Yeah.
Opportunities won't.
That's true.
All the time. You know what I'm saying? So tell us about your college experiences at FAM. And a book came out of this.
It did.
So tell us, you know, how was it going to HBCU and all that?
So it was amazing. It's so crazy because I had two choices when I was going away for college. I was thinking FIU in Miami or FAMU. And I honestly at one point was leaning more towards Miami, but only because I wanted to be in that city, not because I didn't like FAMU, because my brother went to FAMU and I used to love going up there to visit him. But the thing was, my mom, she was like, you know, Miami's just too big of a city. Like, she just wasn't having it. So I went to FAMU, and it was the best choice I could have ever made. Like, it was the best.
So why FAMU over Clark, over BCC? Why over the other big name black colleges? Why FAM?
Because
what stuck out?
FAMU is the best to do it, and I'm gonna just say all around. Like, I have to biased stick with my, I have to be biased. My school is the best to do it. Honestly, I put FAMU over any other HBCU, and they're all great. Don't get me wrong, but I gotta go with FAMU.
My cousin went to FAM. He graduated class of 2014.
Oh, nice! That's when I was graduating high school.
Yeah, shout out to him. But yeah, so I always was familiar with FAM.
Yeah.
I don't regret my educational journey, but I was like, now that I have knowledge of self, I should have went to HBCU too.
Yeah.
Because when I was 17 in high school, I was like, I want to go to a mixed college. Nah.
Oh.
I wanted to.
So you didn't want to come cross the tracks with us?
No. But I ain't had knowledge of self at the time. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, I want diversity, man. Mm-hmm. That's probably the dumbest thing I could have said, because I should have been on my people. You feel me?
Yeah. And what's so crazy, FAMU, one thing I would say, like, I love that, you know, other colleges that are like are PWIs, they teach you diversity.
Yeah.
So they teach you, although it's a black school, they teach you about how, you know, when you go into the world, you don't want to just be surrounded around your people. You know, they teach you, like, you have to learn how to be in the room with people who don't look like you. And people would think that they don't teach that, but they really, really, really do.
Yeah.
FAMU taught me how to be comfortable in a room with, you know, nothing but people of another color than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that sounds strange, because it's like I was used to going to classes with people that look like me, but they really taught me how to stand out in a room with it just being me, you know?
Right.
So
after you graduate from FAM, were you writing then? Mm-hmm. Like when did you think in your brain, like, I want to write a book and publish it?
Yeah. So I thought that literally my senior year.
Okay.
Senior year is when I started writing. And it took me a long time. Like, it took me a full year, of course, because I was going to college. And I wrapped it up after I graduated.
So it took you about a year or some change to write the book?
Yep.
But I'm saying, like, what made you write the book?
I don't know. I just started. Like, I remember it was the summer before my senior year. And I literally just started writing. Like, I wanted to kind of recap my experience. And although my book is a fictional story, it's still based off of my college career, you know? So I just really felt it. I just picked it up one day and just started doing it, honestly. Because I was reading a lot then. I just decided to.
And the book is called
Undergrad, the First Semester.
And it's based on true events.
It is.
Now, for those that don't know, we did an audiobook, and I'm featured in the book.
Yes.
I had the pleasure of playing the male part in the book, which is pretty. We're finished with it. We just got to put the finishing touches on it. And that'll be at you very, very soon. But I want to get into the book a little bit. Mm-hmm. Can we get the book? Can somebody pass me the book, please?
Oh, yeah. Jazz. Thank you.
So undergrad, the first semester, here it is right here. Go get it if you haven't got it. Now, where can they find this book?
So it's on Amazon. And I also have my personal website that you can get it off of. So.
Which is?
EbonyMWalker.com.
And how many chapters are in this book?
So it's 12.
12 chapters. Mm-hmm. What's the first chapter about? Just to give the people a little sample. Yes.
So the first chapter is pretty much about a girl going away for college. This is her first time moving away from home because, of course, she's 18, just graduated. And she's really terrified. And I don't think people realize how frightening it is to go off to college because although you're excited, you're about to get away from home, you know, it's not always peaches and cream. So it pretty much talks about her journey getting up there, like from the first morning when she wakes up and she has to go to college.
Awesome. So for those that want to potentially become an author, what advice to the young black ladies that you set a great example of in the blueprint, what advice would you give to them to do the same thing you did?
I would say just go for it. I feel like a lot of people who tell me that they want to write books or something like that, they say, I just don't know where to start, or I'm just scared. Like, I don't know if it'll be good. You just have to start. Like, when I wrote that, I had to edit that book 5 times before I can put it out because it's self-published. So I didn't have like a big publishing company to do editing and stuff. I had to do it myself. So I would just say, just do it. I feel like more people are scared to just get started and they don't know their ability.
I will say doing an audiobook with you is brilliantly wrote.
Thank you.
It's a great book. And you've even inspired me. I told you this.
Yes.
Off the record. So I want to start. I've thought about it before, but working with you on the audio side makes me want to put the pen to pad. And I told my business partners that I want to start. So it's a long process, but I think I'm going to do the audio side.
not get down with the pen and paper.
Because see, my writing style, I was a gifted writer in school. FCAT writes, I always got 4s and 5s.
Oh, nice.
But when I write, I can't stop. Mm-hmm. It's like a car with no brakes. Like, I literally can't. Like, the page go on and on and on.
Yeah.
And I wrote a little bit of poetry. Nobody knows that, but it wasn't good.
How you know it wasn't good if you never let nobody hear it?
It wasn't good because I know I read it myself. I'm like, but it was just like more like haiku, like free, like spoken word type stuff.
Okay.
What I was going through. I was like 17. So I wish I could go back and find those. I want to go back and find it at my old house. It's probably still there. So
probably so.
If I find it, I'll see if I can, you know, spit a verse or something.
Maybe you should start fresh.
Maybe. So tell me about this great event you got coming up.
So, yes, the event on June 6th. So it's a mixing shop. So some people know, some people don't. This is actually the second one. I had one last year in spring. So it was mixing shop in Bloom. So pretty much what it is, it's like vendors in the community come to a location and it gives the community to shop with small businesses, black owned businesses that's in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives them, like, I try to give off a luxurious way to shop. So it's always in like a really pretty location. Last time it was at Cavu, for people who are familiar with the Tampa area. And that was a really nice venue. This time it's going to be a rooftop this Sunday. So it's going to be even better. Like, I mean, the scenery is pretty in Hyde Park. It's just everything about this is going to be nice.
Taking it to a whole nother level.
Yeah, a whole nother level. Second this is going to be completely around. Different.
Let's
yes.
go. And for those that want to go, how much are the tickets? Where can they find everything? And all
So tickets are $15. You can find all the information. It's on Eventbrite, which is in my bio on Instagram, EbonyMWA. And pretty much it comes with open bar. So I'm going to have food and drinks for everybody. And of course, you don't have to pay for that once you get in the door. And, you know, they can just vibe out. It's a networking opportunity. So for entrepreneurs or business professionals to kind of mix and mingle. And then, of course, the shop with the vendors there.
Now you're going to have shrimp and lobster for the food.
Shrimp and lobster, yeah. More like cheese and crackers.
Yo, so SVM is going to be there. I'm representing the clique when I'm there. I'm going to be going around interviewing the guests, seeing how they feel about everything. Yeah. I had the pleasure of Ebony gave me the what's the word I'm looking for? Gave me the consent to do it.
That's it.
So, any future projects you got coming up?
I do. I have some big projects coming up.
Yeah, let us know about that. You care to share.
Yeah, I can say a little bit, but not too much. But I do have an opportunity to write for a TV show.
Amazing.
So I'm excited about that. But you know,
Just blow past that. Like,
I gotta blow past it because I don't want to speak on it too much. But that is coming up soon. Wow. So
a writer.
Yeah. So for a TV show, so I'm excited.
That's amazing.
Yes. Thank you.
I don't even have to wish you luck because you already off a well-oiled machine. But that's amazing. So you got that opportunity coming up. Mm-hmm. What else?
So that's like the main thing I'm focusing on. I do plan on getting to a bigger city where I can kind of like explore my options more. So I told you, I'm going to Atlanta. So I don't know if I'm moving to Atlanta. You know, mm-hmm. I'm actually buying a house there, which is very big. I don't know.
Amazing.
So I don't know when my house will be ready, but I'm moving there. And I plan on like furthering my career. So I'm excited.
You should be. Atlanta is definitely the place to do all that. Mm-hmm. It's black heaven.
Yeah, it is. And I love being around my people.
Atlanta is abundance of, I like Atlanta. I hate the Falcons, but it's abundance of black wealth.
My favorite team.
Oh, the interview is definitely over. No, just kidding. It's an abundance of black wealth there. Black business owners, everything about it. I really respect Atlanta, but the sky's the limit for you. Please keep setting the bar for not only black women, but black people. I'm happy to have known you and work with you. So you're actually inspiring me. And before we close out anything, do you have any final shout outs to your people who's going to be watching this? Your homegirl sitting right.
Yes, Jasmine, my friend. Y'all, Jasmine, when I tell you this is my ride or die friend, like she will pull up for me no matter what. So yes, shouts out to Jasmine.
You need that. For real, yeah. You need friends like that.
Definitely, because it's hard, like, holding it down, like, you know, by yourself and stuff. My mom, she's like, you need a team of people now because you can't keep up with everything. So she don't think I can keep up with it, which I probably, probably need to get a team, but we'll see.
How
that goes. Yeah.
So any more shout-outs? Just your friend there, your family?
Shout-out to everybody, because if I say some names and I forget somebody, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah,
so
is.
I'm just shout-out to
gonna
everybody.
They're
going
to be like, why you ain't say me?
Yeah. Yeah, no, but honestly, like, I really couldn't have did it without my family. Like, for the event coming up and my 100%. Friends, they always, like, you know, people don't understand how important, like, just sharing something, mm-hmm. posting something, liking it or commenting. But that really helps us when it comes to, like, having events and selling and marketing stuff. So
100%.
Everybody literally played a big, big role in, like, everything that I'm doing. Even with the TV show coming up, like, I wouldn't be able to do it if it was about, you know.
We got to talk about that off the camera.
Yeah, definitely.
So there you have it. Another episode of Guru Speaks Podcast. And we out of here. The marathon continues.